Charlie, what are you doing?
So she's just actually gone through, and as we're speaking, trying to look for a truffle.
Charlie, what's over here? What's
here? Charlie is an enthusiastic young golden retriever with a newfound nose for truffles. She's working hard in this orchard near Bright in northeast Victoria with her owner, Taola Baldwin.
So we can't actually call Charlie a truffle dog because she's not 100% trained. She's just a very excitable pup. She's still 3 years old, so golden retrievers take a little while to mature.
Hello, I'm Megan Ruth. Charlie might be new to truffle hunting, but she's already proved her worth. After 8 years patiently waiting for these inoculated oak trees to mature, the Baldwins, with the help of Charlie, have found their first truffles.
We were blowing off last year's leaves. We had got to nearly the end of the row and Charlie was getting a little bit bored, so she decided to dig a hole. And as I got to the end of the row and I was a little grumpy at Charlie for digging the hole, so as I went to cover in the hole that she had dug, out popped a truffle.
For Taola, it was definitely a moment to celebrate.
Mark had gone back to get the lawnmower and I was doing this crazy dance back to him, and he thought I'd seen a snake or something, because that's the sort of movement I do when I'm really crazy. And as he came up, you know, the excitement was, we've done it. That's all it was, is the fact that we'd done it.
The truffle find was not only a significant moment for the Baldwins, but also the Ovens Valley. This area around Bright used to be a tobacco growing region until the industry was closed down back in 2006.
People in the valley had looked to bring something new to the valley after the tobacco had ceased, and it was sort of doubted that the valley could actually handle it and actually produce truffles. So it was the first thing that, you know, we had done it. It was, we'd been the first to do it and we'd persevered with it and we did it.
While Taola and Mark are new to truffles, they are also relatively new to northeast Victoria. They packed up their life back in Perth in 2010 after falling in love with this place while on a skiing trip to nearby Mount Hotham.
We went skiing and came back and thought, this is a pretty nice place to be. We love winter. We love the cold. We, like everybody else, just wanted a small plot, 5 acres on the river with a mountain. And we definitely got that, but we got 40 acres instead.
With a block of land to play with, the Baldwins decided to try their luck with truffles. The industry was already gaining momentum in their home state of Western Australia, and they thought they'd do well here too.
Truffles were something that was a little unknown. Manjimup was very big in the truffle industry. They started around that sort of time that we were looking, and then when we looked into it a little bit further, we found that we're at the same latitude south as France are north from the equator. So everything started to add up. We had the summer rains and we had the winter frosts. So they were things that the truffles needed to grow. We just didn't have lime over here, which they have in Western Australia. So we had to add quite a bit of lime and dolomite to bring our pH levels up. And now we've found it works.
So from 2010 until now, has there been any times that you've doubted yourself or you've thought, what have we done?
We've tried to stay positive the whole time through. We knew that we had done everything we could to manipulate the soil. Every tree has a sprinkler. So even though the industry is still very new, deep down we knew we were doing the right things to give it every possibility chance of actually working.
With the truffle starting to appear, the Baldwins are keen to sample the product. They like to think of it as quality control.
Mark is very fond of it, so the first few that came out of the ground went onto eggs, went onto steak, went onto anything basically Mark was eating that was warm. So truffle needs, it needs fat, so i.e. butters or eggs or something that's, it's got a bit of fat, but it also needs the heat to release the flavour.
While it's early days for this truffle orchard, the Baldwins are already looking ahead. They've planted more trees and hope to supply local restaurants as yields improve.
It's still very new. We are still, you know, we've got 400 trees that are 8 years old. We've got another 400 trees that we planted last year. And we just don't know what sort of quantities we're going to get. You know, we've got 800 grams out of the ground, which really for 400 trees is not a lot, but for us it's a great start. So each year we will improve and increase. We're still very early in the season. The fruit hasn't actually come to harvest. It hasn't ripened to its full capacity yet. So we've still got hopefully we've still got a bit more to harvest this year, and then each year hopefully we grow on it.
How about Charlie? What's next for her?
Charlie needs a lot more training. Charlie needs to grow up a little bit because she's still a puppy. But she's coming along really well. She's our baby.
Yes.